Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, cassettes and 8-tracks plus feeling boobs and water buffalo talk. You'll hear that in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Ross Bennett is here with us. I know, Ross, you're working on a new CD project. Anything else up your sleeve?
So I'm going to make my segue into this radio career.
Okay. All right.
And I know you guys are all full up. You know, I'm not looking for anybody's job who's here, but there's lots of other lesser markets. And so what I'm going to do is I've been working on some catchphrases.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
These are little things that I can say, like, mm-hmm. you know, at different times during the show,
mm-hmm.
When things kind of, here's what I got. I'm burning up the mic. Is this microphone feels hot. I'm so good I'm burning up the mic.
Uh-huh. All right.
Uh-huh. That's an interesting idea.
Just wanted to think of. How you got another one?
Okay. I like it.
So you like that one?
You'll be praising yourself and your
uh-huh.
own work.
Because uh-huh. that's the whole thing. You get on one of these radio shows mm-hmm. enough, mm-hmm. like every day mm-hmm. for months.
Yeah.
Don't take this wrong. You don't even have to be good.
All you gotta do
is just say the same thing a lot. And then all of a sudden, for instance, I got this one I'm working on. I'm gonna get this done right now.
Uh-huh. Kind of like a get, done like get her done,
but
a little bit.
But it's not. Listen to it.
He's gonna get it done right now.
I'm gonna get this done. Not gonna get her done.
Uh-huh. Get this
right.
done.
Okay. I'm gonna get this done right now.
Right now.
And I bet you at the point I'm gonna be able to like eventually just get rid of the beginning and just say right now. Right now.
It becomes so popular that
you know, yeah. and then like in a few more months I'll be like, now
RN. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. RN. Eventually all I'll have to do is just go and they're right there on top of it.
Yep.
I like it.
Okay, so we've honed this down now. I need it right now? That's the phrase.
No, I think it is. It's whatever it happens to be, and then right now.
Right.
In real life.
Right now. The real catchphrase is right now.
Right now. That's
right,
the,
now.
Right now.
That's the great phrase then.
Not
that's
I need right. it right now.
Phrase the
Not
phrase.
I need it right now. It's right now, but it can fit in with this. So that way it can be used for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I see.
I gotta go to the bathroom right now.
I've been there.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
You know, it's, okay. Hey, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. What do you want to eat? I want a burger. Right now. That's it. Right now is it. I can tell
right
that that's
now.
That's my phrase.
Oh,
I'm
I like
the
just
right now
be,
guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got this bit I'm doing about my son. And
no, you should explain. You have an adult son. He's 22, 23?
Right, 22. Mm-hmm. And I got this. I think I can fit in right now into the bit.
Mm-hmm.
My son's at the age where he doesn't think he has to move out.
Right. Okay.
And I'll drop little hints. I'll say things like, you have to get the hell out of here.
Right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
I said, you need your own place. He goes, I have my own place. He's pointing to his room. He goes, I have my own place. I said, this is my place. He said, we'll see who dies first.
Because he wants you to die
right now.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin under the weather. Josh Arnold up to his armpits in the Lake of the Ozarks. Could be going to the bathroom out in the middle of the lake right now.
Is the tournament over? I assume it's over today, isn't it?
I don't know the answer.
It was a Saturday, Sunday.
Keep asking questions. No one knows the answer to.
Okay.
I'm Chick. Here's Tom.
We were talking about the... apparently, cassettes are making something of a comeback. And
yep.
They said Taylor Swift has sold, what, 30,000 cassettes?
Give or take.
Yeah, I do think it's because people have old cars. Because they don't have the sort of a collectible... I mean, when you vinyl, for example, you're getting a nice piece of art.
Right. Yeah.
The album with a cassette, it's a little tiny package.
which is why you didn't like cassettes to begin with.
Well, I always enjoy, I always like the art on albums, but there are a lot of Bob and Tom cassettes floating around out there, including some of our classic albums. But it's just interesting to me that they're making a little bit of a comeback. And it started with Guardians of the Galaxy because there was that whole mixtape thing.
Right.
Well, the best part about the cassette was the blank cassette, because you could then, like, take your recorder and put it over the radio, and when you would hope the DJ stopped talking soon enough that you could hit record right as the song.
And you could make mixtapes.
Sure.
Or if you would hit the little tab so you couldn't record over it, but then you'd want to record over it later, so you'd get some tape and put it over the
top. Okay, now how many times did you get a pencil and you take the cassette out of the thing and there's tape everywhere. You take a pencil, stick it in those little gears and spin it around to get the tape back in there. Or take a piece of scotch tape where it broke and fix it. You'd be listening to the song and there'd be this glitch.
You'd put it on the end of a pencil and spin it around. You could rewind it or whatever. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Or you could torture your brothers by taking their cassettes and pulling out the tape.
What? Oh, did you?
No, I would never do that.
I bet you
did. Oh, you were a little heathen.
See, my brother was like Chick. He had, my brother John had the 8-track home tape maker.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So you could buy blank 8-tracks and record albums onto 8-track.
I had 8-track, cassette, vinyl, and receiver all in one unit.
And there hasn't been a revival of the 8-track. I would like to know, I'm guessing the last 8-track ever produced was probably country music.
Probably.
I'm guessing.
You know, I have a question. We have microphones in here that we have a hard time picking up our guests on, but yet I can hear every damn sugar packet every time you do that.
Because I'm so sweet.
Is it just me?
You're just a pain in the ass. We all hear it.
Sorry. Whatever frequency that is, fortunately, I don't have
to. You don't have it, apparently.
The last major, now listen to me.
Okay.
Tom,
I'm listening.
The last major label 8-track tape released in 1988.
Wow.
With Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits.
Whoa.
However, there are some unauthorized releases that were made as late as 1995. 8-track tapes, but they're kind of boots, I guess. So there you go.
But again, to me, the reason the cassettes are still out there is because people have cars that were made before, what was it, 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sure.
Well, why wouldn't 8-track tapes be out there?
I think Figgy has a cassette deck in her.
8-track tapes went out. The cassette was so superior. I mean, you remember, because with the 8-track, it would be in the, what was, you were talking to Peter Frampton about this, which song is it? Do You Feel Like I Do?
Do You Feel Like We Do at the end? I had to make a repair on my 8-track so many times. It would go and it would cut out, and that was the last one. So
when Peter doesn't lie for us, he likes to pause there.
Something's happening. It goes right back to the first song. Ladies and gentlemen, unofficial member of San Francisco Society, Mr. Peter Frampton. Yeah, and then it go back to that.
That's some great stuff. Okay.
Yeah, well, it would click in the middle of songs.
Clunk.
And, yeah. Ugh.
I've never listened to anything on 8-track.
No kidding.
Well, you're a kid. You're a youngster.
I got about 100 8-tracks stolen out of my car for love. I was picking her up from a restaurant job. I was parked in back and someone stole all my 8-tracks.
Aww.
So, of course, what did I do?
Bought new ones.
Nope, I blamed her.
And it didn't end well?
No, it did not.
Did you ever dial in Tokyo with her?
It's
Tune In Tokyo, and no one has ever tuned in Tokyo.
Bet there's some kid listening who's going to do it tonight. Hey, I learned something from Tom on the Bob and
Tom
show.
But those were the first boobs I touched.
I was going to say, is that the first boob you touched?
What about you? Why don't you put a what year was it? You can tell us what year. You don't have to tell us the person.
I don't remember this sort of thing, and a gentleman would never discuss it.
You don't remember the first boobs you touched.
Yes, you do. Boy, I bet it was in Michigan.
Not my
on
mother's.
The lake. Oh, my God.
I was not breastfed.
Why would anyone suggest?
Why would
your
you
mom?
Even think that?
Were you breastfed, Christy?
No, but why would you even
Oscar?
Think?
Nope.
Ace?
I don't know.
Fair answer, Mr. McGee. Were you breastfed by your mother?
Kind of sad. No, I was not. No.
We were born of an era where that was considered cool.
Yeah, the industry that makes
formula
decided to tell people that it's bad for you, and of course it's not.
On behalf of all of our listeners, Christy, do you remember the first breast you ever touched?
First breast I ever touched?
Yeah.
Excluding your own, of course.
Yeah, it was in a bathroom at a club because some girl had just gotten new boobs and she wanted to show them off.
That's a common thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got to feel them? Oh, yeah.
She was in the club.
I was in the club. You don't. No,
in that situation.
Because I didn't know if they were hard. You know, I was kind of interested.
In that situation.
I don't know if the boobs are hard, but I don't know.
Please, don't be so vulgar. What? In that situation, did they taste any different?
I didn't taste them. Sorry to disappoint.
You got to get in there.
And dialing. Did you? No. Eat it? You didn't do the dialing in Tokyo thing.
No.
Tuning in Tokyo, and no one does it.
Sure, it's been done. If you're out there listening, if you get a chance, pull over, email us if you've ever tuned in Tokyo, and if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not embarrassed to say I'm a boob girl. I love good set of boobs on a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really jealous.
Man.
Yeah. They're very nice.
Huh.
If,
yeah.
If Josh were
I'm
here,
a fan.
If Josh were here, he would tell you which restaurant to go to right down the street here.
Oh, is there a woman that's very nicely...
What?
Heavy
Nats?
Oh,
you know. You know. Oh, yeah, the Heavy Nats.
I don't know.
I'll speak for Josh when I
you
say...
Have got to become conscious.
Give me the t-shirt.
I just love how you just skate over everything like you've never done anything wrong in your entire life. I love it. It's cute. It's very
I've made
cute.
Many mistakes in my life. This includes in the realm of hiring.
Oh, all right. Tell you.
I know what boobs Tom touched. That's right. When Tom was just a little boy, he had Paula, the upstairs maid, downstairs maid.
It was an upstairs, downstairs, but Paula.
To help.
Kind
Tom
lady, German immigrant.
Find out about the world.
Elderly.
World. Paula would give him a shower every night until Tommy was too big to give a shower. Oh my goodness, the size of your Schwarzenegger.
It was a bath, not a shower. Paula, by the way, hers would be considered to be Zeppelins. She was
would they?
Stout, thick lady.
What would you do if you found out that all of that she wore was fake padding and she had a killer body? Just amazing, amazing body on her. Could have been the first Mrs. Griswold. Paula.
How old was she? Was older.
Oh my God. She was probably born in the 1800s.
Oh my God.
Did she ever nestle you in her bosom?
No. She did teach me how to iron. That comes in handy. I'm a big fan.
What?
Yeah, she taught me how to iron.
All right.
Christy, what have you got over there?
A trio of beachcombers in Denmark stumbled upon a whale penis. According to the Daily Star, Miss Ren Vilsholm was picking up trash at a beach in Bornholm with her friends Morten Gebhardt and Kenneth Nielsen when they discovered what they initially thought was the fossil remains of a sea snake.
Morty and
have you seen this picture?
We come down and collect trash.
There you go.
There you go.
It's this thing looks like
it looks like oil? A it's about sea
looks
snake.
Like about what 4.5 feet long maybe.
Yeah, kind of curly on one end.
No, it's longer than 4.5. 5 feet long, I bet.
Yeah, maybe 5 feet long. And
well, what's with the curve in it?
Well, I don't know, but they
because
soon realized
it's a whale penis.
They actually had found a whale penis.
So which end hooked to the whale?
I assume the fatter one.
The wider, the thicker. Yeah, I think.
I would hope.
I would hope, too.
Wait, so there's a dickless whale swimming around
out
there?
Well, the trio believe it belongs.
Oh, you did? You've never heard of the famous dickless whale? Oh, that's a great kid's show.
Moby Dickless? I never read that book.
Moby Dickless.
No.
It's a funny, funny show.
Sadly,
teaches
Jeff,
kids about anatomy.
Doesn't it look like the front of the whale penis you could make talk? Doesn't it look like it has a pair of lips? It looks like Audrey from...
Oh, yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors.
The trio believed it belonged to a young humpback that washed up on the same beach earlier this year.
You can see how they'd make that mistake.
Yeah. The whale penis has since been taken to the Nature Bornholm Natural History Center for further research.
You could certainly see how they made that. I know it's, for example, Saturday morning I rode my bike into town and I was sitting in my favorite coffee shop, just sitting outside and... Having a Danish and some coffee.
I
and
rode my bike into town.
I'm glad you do that. Got some time
I got
for
distracted. I thought I was taking a bite of my Danish when I was just taking a big hunk of whale penis. Just because it's, you know, it's so similar. Yeah.
Salty?
It's been known to happen.
Yeah. And by the way, the cigar guy, go somewhere else, okay?
What cigar guy?
The guy's smoking cigars at the next table. It's
unconscious. Wait.
He was sitting outside.
Yeah.
In the morning?
But, yeah.
But isn't he isn't he allowed to smoke cigars at the establishment? It just bothers you?
I mean, it go somewhere else. Go away from people.
I like smoke. I love cigar smoke. It smells good to me.
Yeah, but not at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. Not at 8 in the morning.
At 7 in the morning when I'm trying to have a delicious cup of coffee. And oh, great, thanks.
Why don't you, do you think you could ever be mature enough to go over and say, excuse me, I'm really having a reaction to your cigar smoke.
Well, would you mind putting that out? And the ridiculous facial hair, yeah, I should probably say something.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to light that pencil-thin waxed mustache on fire, hipster.
Well, remember, you really do have to make it personal, no matter what you ask him. Yeah.
An Australian angler reeled in a rare oar fish recently, known as the doomsday fish off the Tiwi Islands.
Oh, good.
This is the second time we've had this doomsday fish in the news this year.
I wonder if that's a sign.
Well, that's the thing. They say when you find one, bad things are going to happen.
Observers say,
God knows if you grab any newspaper this morning, plenty of
plenty of bad stuff to go around.
Here we got Hurricane Milton just waiting. The massive oarfish landed by Mr. Curtis Peterson. Observers say the oarfish have a mythical reputation as predictors of natural disasters or earthquakes, although no correlation has actually been proven. According to the Australian Museum, oarfish are believed to live at the depths as much as 600 feet and can grow up to 30 feet in length.
Think about that. A 30-foot-long fish. Have you seen a picture of one of these?
They're disgusting looking.
They're really ugly.
Yeah.
As I often say, if looks could krill. Oh, thank you. I appreciate the acknowledgement of that.
Who are you thanking?
Dude, I was surprised. I watched a fishing. They have a fishing show on people catching tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and those things are like thousands of pounds. Like,
they hold
them up on the boat, and I was like, well, you know how in the Bible they talk about Jesus performing the miracle, feeding everyone with two fishes.
Yes,
it's like, well, if they were 2,000-pound tuna, that's not a miracle. That's an easy feat.
Yeah, no, it is, because Jesus was able to put them in cans with labels.
Oh, well,
now that is a miracle.
You try doing that quickly.
Good point.
Yeah, this doomsday fish is really, this is the second one this year. One washed up, was it in Oregon earlier this year?
I don't remember. Yeah. And this one in Australia, and so, we'll have to.
I mean, it's gigantic. Very creepy. And they think that, as you said, this contributed to the tales of the old seamen would see sea serpents. Pretty scary looking critters.
The owner of a water buffalo that ran loose in a Des Moines suburb for several days
has pleaded
guilty for having an animal at large.
Wally.
Back in August, you'll recall the owner was taking the animal to slaughter when it escaped and was spotted roaming around Pleasant Hill.
That's when the water buffalo said, I beg your pardon? Where are we going?
Where are we going? We're not going out on a walk? Fans named the water buffalo Phil after the city, P-H-I-L-L. Police spent days searching for the animal before it was eventually tranquilized, and the owner was fined $105 in order to pay court costs.
Seems a little light to me.
Creativity.
$105 for all the police work to capture this critter.
The former owner gave custody of Phil and two other water buffaloes, now named Sal and Jane, to an animal shelter. Phil was treated at a large animal hospital for an infected gunshot wound, but is said to be recovering well. Who shot at the water buffalo? That's horrible.
They were tranquilizing it with a...
I shot the buffalo, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
Now, because are you aware of the problems with the naming of these creatures?
No.
Well, buffalo... What you might think is a buffalo is a bison.
We do not have buffalo here anymore.
You can tell a water buffalo by the snorkel.
How long? And the flippers? Yeah. Flippers? Have you seen the Buffalo Wild Wings where there's a giant with Jason Kelsey's there?
And they go into the restaurant.
And the big giant buffalo had giant wings. And the buffalo goes, well, I'm here for you, but where's your brother? Maybe I could be your brother. If he really loved you, wouldn't he be here right now? See, the buffalo talks. Man, that's funny.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry. So the buffalo is now not going to be slaughtered, obviously.
No, neither are his buddies. There were three of them in total that this guy owned. And now they're all safe in a shelter. So, good thing. It's a good story.
Wait a minute. They're keeping water buffalo in a shelter?
Yeah.
Are they set up for that?
I don't know. It says an animal shelter.
I get dogs and cats, but what?
That'd be a fun walkthrough, though.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Like pit bull, water buffalo, pit bull, water buffalo.
Golden retriever, a doodle. What the hell is that thing?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.